Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, July 6th. Thank you all for joining us. We're joined once again by Rachel.
Hello.
Good morning,
Good
Rachel.
Good morning.
How was your first day? Did you feel, are you less nervous today?
I wouldn't say yesterday I was nervous.
It's a first time,
yeah.
You know, I would be nervous.
Right. I feel great today. I have my coffee.
Awesome.
Excited.
So, and your mom was listening, so did she like it? Did she give
did.
You any pointers
she gave me
or
pointers.
Anything?
She gave me the pointers that she thought my dad would also give me on behalf of her, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're probably like shaking shitless that you'll reveal some dirty laundry
yeah,
or anything, right?
Right, yeah.
Try not to. I won't go there with you. I won't ask you questions that might
questions.
Compromise the politician parents.
So you may not, but someone else might.
Exactly. And I know that, sometimes you have to keep some things under wraps, you know. I mean, it's family stuff
yeah.
and whatever, and you got to protect the people you love, and that's it. So if I ever go somewhere, just give me the slashing
sound.
I'll
just like yeah. hit you over the head from over here. Exactly. No, Sam, no.
Yeah. So in a few minutes, we're going to have a guest calling in, a very interesting woman. She does a lot of things. I mean, you know, it's amazing how motivated people are to do so many things in their lives, you know, and often after adversity.
Mm-hmm. I think you find a lot of people who aren't just one thing anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. back in the day, you had one job and you had that job forever.
For the rest of your life, right?
You're just, you wear many hats. You know, you're an entrepreneur and then you do this and you do this. No one's just one thing anymore, I feel like.
Right, yeah. And you also realize after a while that you don't want to have to kiss people's asses to get a job.
Right.
To help other people succeed in their quest, you know.
Right.
You got to go after your dreams,
100%.
You know. I mean, time runs out quickly.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, you got to pay the bills. You got to, mm-hmm. You know, you got to get a steady job and everything. But I strongly recommend that people, while they earn a living and pay their bills, also open up new opportunities for themselves, you know.
Right.
And that's what a lot of people are
Keep
doing.
Keep your job at Hooters, but pursue your dreams.
Exactly, you know. But Hooters is not what it used to be anymore. You know, they used to focus a lot on the boobs, but now it's sort of like they try to ignore
They're
it.
They're like, come in for our chicken wings.
Right. Like, and yeah, right. And but it's a family restaurant.
Right.
You know, that's the funny
the best
thing
part
about
is
it.
It's bring your kids.
I know. And they don't even have big boobs there. So some girls are really small boobs.
I think it's just like come one, come all.
Exactly.
You know?
You
got them.
Yeah, I mean, if you like boobs like me, you like them all sizes, you
exactly.
know. It doesn't matter what size you come in. A boob is a boob,
right.
You know. I mean, think about it. It's the first thing we see when we come out of the womb, you know. It's natural
100%.
That we'll be attracted to it,
of
you
course.
Know. There's women that say they're attracted to breasts and stuff, which is very interesting. Not lesbians or anything.
Right.
They just think breasts are cool, you know.
I mean, there's nothing to hate when it comes to boobs. You
right.
You can't hate them.
Or the body completely,
yeah,
right?
100%.
I mean, except when somebody takes a shit, then it's not.
Yeah.
Then it's not pleasant.
No,
but,
we don't no.
Yeah.
That's probably the only thing.
Yeah, right? But or discharges and
or
shit that we don't want to talk about.
Anything gross, like that's about, yeah.
The right. There are gross things, yeah. But generally, if you take a shower and you're clean and hygienic, then you're probably attractive to someone. And that's,
hopefully.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully.
No, I mean, you find that often people you don't think will find anybody are having kids and things like that. So, you know, somebody's fucking them, you know?
Yeah.
But,
hopefully.
Yeah. Unless we have immaculate conceptions there, right?
Hopefully.
Yeah. But no, I mean, but that's the amazing thing about nature, I think, that it gave us this drive. Men gave them a drive to just look for pussy. Doesn't matter who it's on. And sometimes it's a sad thing, but that's how we were wired, you know? I'm
yeah.
not saying that in society it's a good thing.
It's nature.
Yeah. You know, but it drives you crazy because you go, what is it? You know, I can't stop thinking of banging everybody.
It's science.
And
And testosterone.
Right, exactly. You know, so women have to get used to the fact that this is what we're dealing with. I mean, it's not easy being a man either when you're driven like this.
How I don't know if women need to get used to the fact, but I feel like men need to, like, simmer down.
But how can we become more aware?
It's like telling a dog not to be a dog, right?
Exactly, you know. And I mean, it's the woman's, I think... traditionally or according to nature, the woman sort of like filters through the potential fathers to have the best genes. So, you know, they don't... So women are wired to reject guys, I think.
I think women... there's that, but, like, I mean, why do you need all these dating apps? Like, you know, you meet someone you know within 5 seconds if you're going to want to sleep with them.
Right, exactly,
like, you don't
right?
need a filter. Like, you are the filter. You right. know what I mean?
But it's funny how when you're young, people, like, just screw a lot. And then when you grow older, people want to just sort of, like... have good sex, but with just one person, you know?
Yeah.
Even
I feel
men,
like I've been
I
like,
that.
But I feel like I, like, there are certain people who, like, I'm like a serial dater
right.
or a serial monogamous.
Okay.
So, like, ever since I was 15, I had a boyfriend.
Oh,
like a,
wow.
Like a serious.
Really? So, you never been.
I just trade him in, like, car leases. I'm just kidding. No, the current one I have is a good one. He's a keeper.
That's cool. So, yeah. Now, but the question is, do you feel you always have to be in a relationship? You've never been alone?
I have been alone. I've had bits of months and periods here and there where I've been alone, but it's not like I'm like, oh, I need to be with someone. It's more like I just like happy I fall into this situation.
Yeah, right. You meet a new guy and bam.
I'm like, no, every time I'm like, I'm not going to date. I'm going to be single. I'm going to take some time for myself, and then whoop, there comes a guy around the corner, like,
and you don't let them
go.
Then
I date him for 3 years. And, you know.
Well, you're still young, you know. I mean, are you feeling any pressure? I mean, you mentioned something about reaching 30, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're over 30. I didn't know how old you mm-hmm. were, but I mean, at this point in your life, are you feeling any pressure to settle down, have kids, things like that, or is it too
early?
I
went through a period of time with a guy that I dated. Where he was a little bit older than I, so it made that idea of marriage more I thought that's when I was going to get married a couple years ago.
Right.
But for me personally, I think if you're like most of my friends are married, my sister's friends are getting married.
Really?
She's 5 years younger than me, so I don't feel as much society. I mean, I do, but I don't, because for me, it's like marriage is always going to be marriage. To me, is not an accomplishment. Like, I think getting married is an amazing, beautiful thing, but I think the marriage itself, staying married, that is the real accomplishment. Because anyone
true.
Can get married, right? You
That's
can find
true,
any
right.
two willing people and they'll get married.
Yeah.
I read the study nowadays, like, millennials are more pressured to make money and find a career and be more independent than get married.
Right.
So,
but yeah, but the thing is that nature hasn't changed, and,
right.
and sometimes
I mean,
and people
yeah.
feel that time's running out. You know,
I mean,
they get
I don't
pressure.
Feel that way because I women are getting pregnant at 40.
That's true.
You know, my aunt had a.
But do you have the energy at 40 to chase little kids? I don't know.
Well,
you know?
I hope I have the finances.
No, I just mean the energy.
If I have the finances, I will have the energy somehow.
Let
you know
me tell
I mean?
You. I mean, if you have 2-3 kids at 40, man, that's not going to be easy.
Who said anything about 3 kids?
I don't know. I just been.
I'm like a half a kid. You know, just give me 3/4 of one. I'll figure it out.
I mean, do you even want kids? I mean, do you? Have you thought about that?
I have thought about it. For me at this point, I mean, everyone's like, you're going to change your mind. But like
right.
at this point for me personally, I think I just don't. I mean, one of the worst things to do to leave your carbon footprint is to have a kid. You know?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
really just thinking about the environment.
All right.
I don't have any desire at this point.
That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't
Nobody
feel bad about saying
apologize.
That either.
Yeah.
You know?
I know, because many people are like, why doesn't she have kids? You know, talking about women and
right.
stuff. And it's like, she doesn't have to have
but
kids.
But that's
Some
society,
people are not,
society constructed. That's a society, a social construction. Right.
right?
I mean,
right.
It is like a bio, you know, women, we are the child bearers. It is in our nature, biological nature to have kids or whatever. But I think that it is society that makes up this pressure that women are supposed to fulfill this role. And if
right.
they don't, there's something wrong with them.
No, exactly. And look, it changes your life. life forever. The moment they come out, even before that, you know, you can't smoke weed, you can't do any of that. You'd have to change your life completely, right? So that's why it's better. I mean, yeah, people sometimes have kids when they shouldn't, you know, when they're not prepared.
I think
when
that
not
we
ready.
Should we should have a like a mental health test and a fitness test, an education test. Like, it is harder to get a dog than it is to have a kid. Like, to go out and adopt a dog, they come to your house. Wow. They have to interview your like landlord to see if you're fit. I'm like, why don't we do this for humans?
Yeah, right.
So many people would second guess, you know, having a kid if they're like, well, you have to take this test. We have to interview your landlord. You have to take, you know, I mean, to see if there's any drugs.
Can you imagine living in a society like that? My God.
Right.
But yeah, it sounds like a horror film, but, but you're right. You know, some people don't make good parents. They're not prepared for it. They have kids for the wrong reasons, just like people have get married for the wrong reasons. And then nobody's happy.
Well, and that's the other thing is a lot of my friends who are married and are having kids, they're not working. I mean, which is fine. I think it is a full-time job to be a mom. That is one of the hardest jobs in the world. And my mom did both. She was a mom and she had a career, but she had help. I'm not going to lie. But I think that a lot of times the burden for a lot of our generation is put on the grandparents because they're the ones who are financially stable. Our generation is not as financially stable as our parents are. Right. And like, I just couldn't put that burden on my parents.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I know what you mean. Well, a nice.
So you're welcome, Mom and Dad, for
you see a nice
me not having
girl
kids
that cares,
right now.
Cares about her parents.
Right?
Yeah, I know. I wish I could say that about my kids. I don't know.
Kids
don't
are a blessing.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
Except when they start hurting you.
They wouldn't be a blessing for me, but for everyone else, they're a blessing.
No, my kids are a blessing, but they hurt me a lot, and I don't appreciate that.
Yeah, well, life's greatest teachers.
Yeah, but, you know, we went through divorce, so and they grew up with their mom, so sometimes I just say I don't recognize my own kids. I would not have raised them this way.
Right.
You know? I mean,
well,
it's
just
a sad
take responsibility
thing to say.
For the good parts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, but I mean, you do so much for them. What the fuck?
Anything
you know?
They do about that's their mom.
They can at least...
It's genetic, you know?
Yeah. At least keep in touch or something. No, but I mean, this is truly their mom raised them, you know? I mean, I was there around them all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I'd pick them up from school and all that, but it's not the same as when they live with you.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, their mom is still their God to them, you know?
Right.
I was God to them until, I don't know, I think until she remarried and she changed the dynamics, you know?
I'm sure you're still God to them.
Nah.
He's like, no, they're not. No. Not at all.
No. When my son doesn't respond to my texts that are asking, why are you not responding to me?
That's when you got to hit him on the Facebook.
Yeah, right.
You got to hit him up on the other the other networks.
No. He gets the texts. Believe me, he does. It's just that I don't support some of the things he does, and he'd rather not hear my preaching.
Hey, Sam's son, call your dad.
Yeah, like he gives a shit. Right? But, you know, that's the thing. Look, I mean, there's dads that have abandoned their kids. Mm-hmm. They're mean. They don't care. Not me. I mean, my kids are my life.
Yeah.
You know, so they grow up. I mean, I was more than God to them. You couldn't like separate them from me.
Right.
They would cling to me like there was no tomorrow. And then they grew up.
Do they live out here?
And people are saying, you know what? They'll come back. But you know what? My daughter's 27. My son's 24. They're not coming back to me. I don't know what the fuck's going on, man.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, the shitty feeling is you go, they don't really know me. You know, people that know me like to be with me.
Right.
My kids apparently don't.
Well, that's what the will is for, Sam.
Right. No, you're right. I'll remember that.
Yeah, exactly. That famous last words.
I know,
because
I can't, at this point, the depressing thing is I can't count on them to take care of me when I'm old.
Honestly, that's the worst thing I ever want to hear from your parents is, I will remember that. You know what I mean? The older they get, they don't remember shit. But if they say they're going to remember that, you know they're not kidding around.
Yeah,
you know
but you know what? It's all bullshit. You leave it to your kids anyway. Every time, now, you know, I'm maybe very pissed at him. Now, if he's going to write me and he goes, Dad, can I get some money?
Everything's gone.
Yeah,
all
it's like,
all is out the window.
Oh, I'm happy. You want money here.
Exactly,
thanks for talking to me.
Exactly.
Fuck that, you know? Yeah.
funny yeah. thing on the other side.
So it's depressing sometimes, but, you know, what can you do, man? You invest, and sometimes it doesn't pay off, you know? Just like financial investments.
Sometimes it's better to get a cat.
Right. No, true. You know, and I mean, I've always been like the cool dad. I was never beat them up, never spanked them, never always treated them as friends and mature and everything. And that's what I get. So fuck it.
Maybe you should have beat them up.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the thing is, the way my brother and I take care of my parents now, I mean, they have caregivers, but we make sure that everything's cool. I go there every day to see them. And not because I have to, because I want to.
Because you're a good son.
Well, but because I want to. Right. You know, that's what I'm saying. And they raised us a certain way also.
Yeah.
You know, but you can't look at your parents and throw them in a home or not take care of them. You can't. I mean, I can't.
I won't do that.
So, but unfortunately, I can't count on my kids to do that. And that's scary. So I wanted to have new kids with a new woman. But I'm getting
just
up
start
there.
Over
age. Yeah, exactly. Start.
Honestly, there's so many options. You could adopt.
That's true, but why would I want to? I still have potent sperm, so I just need to find a woman that can bear a kid still, you know?
True.
It has to be much younger than I am, but I don't know. Maybe
by
we'll fluke.
Find you. Exactly.
Yeah, maybe by fluke. Exactly. I'll find someone 20 years old, younger than me or something, you know? But so but the fact remains that, yeah, you bring kids to the world, you'd like them to stick around, to love you, to want to be with you, but...
No guarantee.
No guarantees at all, man. Especially after divorce, you know. I highly don't recommend it. I've been through two. One with kids, one without. Don't recommend it. That's why I say don't get... And the reason I fucked up twice in marriages is because... I don't know that I fucked up. They just blew up. Is because I married for the wrong reasons.
What were those reasons?
Let's say I can't really go into okay. them, but let's say the first one I didn't.
I'm
really
like taking
even,
notes back here. I'm
yeah,
like, okay.
The first one I can say. So I mean, no, the first one was like everything was cool. I was 26. I met her, and the ages was perfect. She was Jewish, also. The families got along. I thought, what the hell? You know, yeah. I should get married now. There was pressure. But I don't think I ever wanted to.
Right.
You know.
When's a good time to get married? When would you
I don't think there is a good time. You know?
I agree. I
the
don't
good
think
time is when
number,
you meet
when you're
someone.
Right. Yeah. When
you
it's
meet
right.
The, yeah. When you meet the right person, that's what you do. And if you're not sure, don't get married. Wait right. until you're sure. You know, because it's not, you know, people take marriage like lightly. But it's not, you know. I mean, the thing is that, you know, you're breaking up a family.
Right.
In divorce. So,
so
there's
expensive.
No winners.
It's
yeah.
so expensive to get
But
divorced.
You know what? Emotionally, it's expensive. I don't yeah. care about the money, really.
True.
You know, fuck it. But as far as breaking up families, not a fan.
Right.
Not a fan.
I'm not a fan either.
Yeah. So, well, you're very fortunate. Your parents are together. My
they
parents are still together.
That's awesome.
You know, yeah. So...
That's
you know,
a good
I mean,
example.
Yeah, the previous generations really stayed together.
Yeah.
You know, despite everything.
For the most part, I think so. I mean, they didn't have as many distractions.
Right.
Or as many options.
That's true.
As I
they
think
didn't.
Now. And it, really, I think, it, like, my parents' generation is an example of, like, really the last great American, like, hardworking people.
Right.
They really just know what it's like to endure.
Right.
You know, like hardship and just stick it through and persevere and right. so many aspects of work, marriage, home, family, whatever. You don't when something was broken, you didn't just leave it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And they didn't have the internet to figure it out. They had
right.
to just figure it out.
No Siri, no internet,
right.
no nothing. No, absolutely, you know, and I think that they were. They
we're
didn't have the option of
we're
breaking
a quick
up.
Fix generation in
right.
all aspects. If something isn't working,
but it's many generations,
right.
It's not just you. You know, I mean,
yeah.
it's happened. Look at me. You know, I mean, for me, I got divorced twice. Not you know, nobody's castigating me for it or looking at me funny or something.
Yeah,
because it's accepted now. You
right.
know, but what is worrisome is 50% of the couples get divorced, and often there's kids involved.
Yep.
And that's a tragedy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, I mean, but it's really debatable, you know, because on the one hand you go, well, we should work it out no matter what.
Right.
Right? But then when I'm thinking that I still had to be married to my first wife today after 30 years, I was just thinking our wedding anniversary was yesterday.
Oh,
30
wow.
years. Okay? And I don't know why I remember this because it was It's imprinted in my head because the date was embossed on our wedding album,
okay.
The photo album. So I always remember that. I don't remember dates.
I was going to wish you an uncongratulations.
Yeah, right? But it's exactly 30 years ago, and I'm thinking if I had to be with her now, I would die. I would die. I can't even imagine, you know.
I wonder what she would say.
Yeah, she'd probably say the same thing.
I would love to be with Sam right now.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, but it was it was a terrible marriage. But at any rate,
probably you learned a lot about life.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, what I'm saying, and I keep saying this, I don't sit there and accuse my ex for filling their minds with shit. I don't think she may not have done it consciously or deliberately. But kids sense what their mothers feel. They sense what they think. Mm-hmm. You know, they see how they behave towards their father.
Right.
And then they copy that.
Women have a special bond, you know. They, like,
carry
the children for 9 months, so.
Right, right. But, I mean, I've seen fathers that raise their kids, and there's nothing wrong with the kid whatsoever, you know.
True.
I personally think I would have done a better job. And I thought that in the beginning, and I was... for many months, years, really angry that the kids always, almost by default, go to the mother, you know, and I don't think she was a better parent.
I saw an interesting video of male seahorses giving birth, and I thought that is a genius idea.
Yeah, don't they switch their sex or something?
They I don't know. It goes from one. She puts the eggs into his pouch, and then he has the babies. And I'm like, that is brilliant. We should do that.
Yeah.
Honestly, if guys could have babies, maybe I would have one.
Okay.
No, that's not true. I take that back.
But look, it would be the other way around. It'd still be hard. You know? I mean, guys would have the pressure, and guys would have the... So what's the difference? You know? It's still in society, we expect people to get married, build families. And when you're not... or you wait a little bit, people look at you like you're weird, you know. But in this generation, I salute people, women that want to make something of themselves before they take the back seat to the baby.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So, what happened to our guest? She totally did not call, did she? I don't know what's going on. The funny thing is I had another guest, and, you know, usually I have him call... Always have them call at 10:15, and they write to me and they go, "Can we move it to 9:30?" I'm
what?
Like, "Are you fucking kidding me? This is a live show." What? I'm gonna.
Yeah, so we're on your time today.
Yeah, exactly. So I told her it's not gonna happen.
Exactly. Sorry.
Oh wow. So yeah, but there you go. You know, people are like dying to be on the radio. They take up a show, and they don't show up. But maybe she'll still call. I don't know. But who cares anyway? If they call or not, you know. At any rate, some things in the news. We were talking yesterday about North Korea and the missiles and everything.
Yes.
And it is pretty worrisome.
I mean, honestly, who's worried about having a family right now? We may not even be here in a couple
That's
months.
That's true,
you
right?
Know? I'm not into long-term commitments right now. I'm just waiting to see how this will work out for us in North Korea. You know, like people ask me if I want to do a show in September. I'm like, I don't know where we're going to be at. You know, like I have to wait and see.
Yeah. Well, don't forget. I mean, we're not that vulnerable. You know, I mean, we have anti-missile defense and things like that. You know, don't forget that. It's not like we're just
exposed.
I know,
but what happens if, you know, our internet was down yesterday? What if the internet goes down and our missile defenses aren't, you know, and then.
Well, they don't depend on the internet. I'd like to think we have better foolproof systems than that. But look, I mean, we're America. We're still formidable out there. And. And these people, they're not as strong as they are just paranoid. You know, they're paranoid. It's always been a paranoid state. And so that's why they build all their nuclear facilities and capabilities and everything, because they feel, you know, there's a lot of sanctions on them, economic sanctions and everything, because they're not part of the global community. So that makes them even more paranoid that people want to take them out and shit. So, you know, but they're saying the missile is still in development. They still have to master two technologies, which is interesting. One, they have to learn how to miniaturize the warhead because smaller bombs are more difficult than big ones. And how to get a missile back through the atmosphere. I guess it goes out of the atmosphere because it has to travel that far. And there's no weather above the atmosphere. So actually, there's no weather above the troposphere. So, but they leave the atmosphere completely and come back in. So they're saying when it comes back through the atmosphere, it could be spinning out of control and burning up. So they haven't mastered that yet.
I thought Dennis Rodman went over there on behalf of the United States as like an ambassador to try and talk to Kim Jong-un to convince him not to shoot nukes at us. Did that not happen?
That didn't work. No, that didn't work. Dennis Rodman just didn't pull it off, man.
He just went over there just to hang out with his buddy.
Yeah.
Watch some Netflix. Netflix and nukes, you know?
I think I understand why most people didn't count much on that.
I mean, what about... Dennis Rodman seems like a great ambassador for the United States.
I mean, right? He looks like the average American with gauges and tattoos and everything.
I mean...
Everything he could have done to his body, he did.
He's the perfect ambassador.
Yeah.
He's what America is all about.
But he's kind of faded away. I mean, I don't hear from him much anymore, right? Does he do anything?
I mean, I think he's an ambassador to North Korea. He's the most prestigious job he's ever had. Forget the basketball.
Well, ambassador in his own mind.
He's self-proclaimed.
Right, yeah. Right. So, I mean, otherwise, other than that, I don't know what he's doing these days. But he sure had his moment in the spotlight, that's for sure.
Hanging with dictators.
Yeah, I know. He used to have a lot of stories. He would go on Howard Stern a lot, and it was just funny, some of the things he would do.
You mean a guy like that has stories?
He has stories about sex, as you can imagine, and shit like that, you know. So,
Jesus.
I know. So,
did you read about the Rob Kardashian and Black China fiasco? I'm ashamed I'm even talking about it.
No, what is that?
Okay, so basically, they were dating for a while. They broke up in December. I only know a little bit about it. they broke up in December, and, you know, they've been on and off ever since. And I guess yesterday, I was watching this unfold live, and Rob Kardashian was putting up their messages. I guess it, like
now, who's Rob?
Rob Kardashian family? Is the little brother.
He's the little brother.
Yeah,
of
he's the only brother. Of the
I never
Kardashian.
Heard of him. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So he dated this. I don't even know what to call her. What is she famous for? She's a famous stripper.
Famous stripper.
I don't know what I would call her.
Okay.
No, she's a celebrity, and they dated, and they had a baby, and but I called this a year ago. I even knew before they even had the kid, before they even had a kid. I was like, there is no way she's going to be a Kardashian. There is no way he's going to marry her. And I even called my friend. I said, mark my words. This is terrible. This is a horrible idea. And I was watching this like toxic relationship unfold. And it is literally watching like watching your friend date someone who you're like, no, he's bad news. You know, like you tell him that, and then you become the bad guy for warning them about this horrible person.
And they go back to the horrible person.
Oh, and that's what happened. So yesterday, shit hit the fan. I guess, you know, something happened where he was with her, and then something happened where she was sending him videos of her with another dude in their bed.
Oh,
and when they were like together the night before, so he just went off. He posted nude photos of her.
Wow.
He posted like all of these text messages between her and the guys that she was like with. And he like paid for new nipple surgery after they had, after she had the baby, he paid for new nipples that I guess they botched, and he put up the picture of it and then put up the video of him and her in the emergency room being wheeled off to get this, surgery, and just to be like, hey, you know, I did all this for this woman that I loved, and look at what she did. And it, but I mean, here's my thing. That's shitty. I mean, that is a horrible. I mean, that you got caught up with a bad. You guys are in a bad. You're not. you are not meant to be together. I'm not going to say anything bad about her or him. They just weren't a good match. And everyone warned him, even his family, whatever. But he took it to a next level. Like, you can't be out on Instagram, you know, posting these naked photos of your ex-girlfriend. You know what I mean? He's ruined it for all the people who want to send nudes. You know what I mean? Like, for all the guys. Like, no girl is going to safely ever send nudes after seeing stuff like that. Like, Rob, you're fucking over everybody.
Right. Well, girls should not send nudes to anybody. I don't think. I don't even think people should take nude pictures because they'll eventually end up.
Well, okay, there's that argument. But also, because of technology, I mean, I've been in a relationship where I know a guy was taking photos of me without me, without my consent.
Wow.
And that's the that's the messed up part, because that happens, like, because of this technology. So even if you don't send a nude photo, it still is going to happen. Yeah. Your boyfriend is still going to want to take a photo of you, because that's the world we live in. You know what I mean? They want, what do they call it? Spank bank. So yeah, but there's, I guess in California, there's a revenge porn law where you can get in trouble for that. But they're saying because she went and liked the photos that he put up, that might cancel it out. Because, I mean, it's just this is the world we live in.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there you go. I mean, it's all new laws that have never been addressed before.
With like everything that's going on in the world with the potential collusion and things like that, I mean, you hacked into our elections, apparently. Like, where is the punishment for that? We have to invent these new laws to invent these new punishments. It's just, you know, we're so far behind.
In that essence, right? I mean, this technology, the internet has been around for 30 years and 25 years. And the amazing thing is that we've not progressed fast with the laws.
Not at all. And the sad thing is like, everyone is guilty of like getting emotionally caught up in a moment where you do something stupid. Well, what he did is, this picture is going to be on the internet forever. Right. I mean, you can't delete it and it's gone. So, I mean, it's just...
That's what people don't understand. You know, I don't know. I would never... I mean, I can understand when people take pictures without your consent and stuff. Yeah. But you'd question why you want to be with someone like that in the first place, right? But at the same time, I would never consciously let anybody take a picture of me naked or in any compromising position, because once it's out there, it's out there, man. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yep.
Remember in the old days, they used to go, they used to blackmail people. And it's like, okay, give me the money, I'll give you the tape that we have.
Right.
Now it's not a physical thing. You know, it's not just a tape that you can burn and it's gone forever.
They don't even need to do that. People just can hack into your phone.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't even need to know the person.
No, you don't. Yeah. And people hack to your phone through Apple servers, through...
drones?
Yeah, you know. No, but I mean, like Jennifer Lawrence, when her pictures were released, they didn't really... hack into her phone. They hacked into her account on Apple Cloud, on the Apple Cloud, and they get the pictures from there. Mm-hmm. So it's not even your phone. You're all over the place, and you have to be really careful as to what you divulge. And obviously there is no privacy today. You can be tracked anywhere, anytime. You know,
it's true.
Yeah,
hide your kid, and it's hide a matter.
Yeah, I mean already. Already they have so many video cameras everywhere, and eventually they'll have them on the streets like they do in London.
Yep.
And people will know everywhere you are. You know, that's why it's best to get in your car, but then they can take pictures of your license plate too.
My boyfriend and I, we were out at the, speaking of cameras being everywhere, we were out at the 4th of July parade in, I think it was Santa Monica, the beach town we were at, and I really had to pee. And he was like, okay, well, we can walk down to the restaurant and wait, you know, in that long line, or I can find you a little alleyway, you know? And I was like, babe, all of these houses have cameras. Like, I can't pee and pop a squat here. Someone's going to see. I almost did, but I know I was a lady. I walked discreetly back to the restaurant and waited in line.
Right?
But, I mean, it's true. There's cameras everywhere.
But some people don't give a shit. I mean, I can tell you that I live near Main Street, so people come back from the bars sometimes or from parties, whatever. And, you know, like 12, 1 o'clock, I'll sit on the balcony or something, and then I hear them coming home, you know, late at night. or whatever, just walking back from the bar, and these chicks are always drunk.
Yeah.
And sometimes they just pee right there downstairs. I can hear it. You know?
You can hear them.
Yeah, you can hear the pee.
That's why I realized everywhere.
They're like, oh man, I'm dying to pee. I got to pee. Yeah. Okay, she sticks down her thing. I can't see because it's a tree, but I can hear it. Yep. And I'm going, my God, these people.
That's why everywhere in LA smells like pee.
Right?
Because they're just like, well, this is the world's bathroom, God's bathroom, you know? LA, just take a giant pee all over it.
I know. But you think women would be a little classier than that?
You would think, but and then there's also this CVS in West Hollywood, and this parking garage always smells like pee.
Oh my god! Because all the homeless.
This is LA.
Probably, right?
I mean, it's just nuts.
Yeah. When there's homeless, there's a lot of urine smell everywhere. How disgusting is that? But what can you do, man? We need
LA
to
think is great.
It is. You know, we just have to do something with our homeless. You know, it's a terrible situation that people would go around without shelter and food.
I know. Like, we have like 60,000 homeless people in LA. I think that's
really?
That's just counting the people that they can count. Think about the people that they don't even get a hold of or whatnot. And they don't have proper bathrooms or facilities or anything. And I think we voted like that Measure H or whatever we voted for, where we can give funding for structures for them, which is a good idea because, I mean, you drive around parts of LA and the tent cities, it's so disheartening to see. I mean, we pay so many taxes, like something should be done to help people. And that's the other thing is like, I don't have much money, but like, I come from a place of like, I want to help, you know, like I would never want to be like that. You know, we need to help people.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Well, I mean, at least the government, if it can handle it or something, you know, and private organizations too. And they do, you know, many people do help the homeless and everything. There's no doubt. But as far as rehabilitating them, I think that's where we come up short. And because most of them are mentally ill.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can't.
And throwing them in jail or prison is just not the, you know, it's interesting. My mom was a big, she was in charge, one of the people who started the first mental health court in Las Vegas because they didn't have one. And all of these people who were getting arrested and sent to prison, they weren't fit for that. They had mental illness and they should be on medication or getting rehabilitated. So she started a mental health court where she got these people who would come through her court, you know, to get help, essentially.
Right.
So, I mean, that's more of what we need. We can't just be throwing people. I mean, it's just a sad thing. So.
Yeah, it is. It's a mess, you know, and it's hard to look at. And because, you know, the people that still have a little decency or a little, not decency, but I would say a little reason in their head, rather than just let themselves go, they go and they beg for money. You know, they stand on the side of the off ramps of the freeway collecting some money. But many of them are not even in that good a shape that they can think about doing that.
Right.
You know, and many people just don't have money, not because they're mentally ill, but just because. Just because not everybody has a lot of money,
right?
Maybe somebody
something
doesn't have,
shit happens, you know.
Yeah,
they
the disabled
exactly
can't
something
work.
Happened. They got sick. Whatever. Healthcare is so expensive in this country. It's just. Yeah. I mean, it's hard. It's fucking hard.
It really is, you know. But so those are the disadvantages of having a capitalistic economy. But I'm all for capitalism, and it is everyone for themselves, you know. So. But we do have to help the other people that are not making it. And we obviously don't do enough, like we said. And we got to this conversation from talking about peeing in the street.
God's bathroom.
Yeah. Good news, I guess Roseanne is returning to ABC with an 8-episode commitment of the show Roseanne.
Roseanne.
And yeah, you don't remember the show Roseanne?
Of course I remember Roseanne.
Okay, all right. No, because you said Roseanne.
I was like, wow. I mean, they really are nothing. Everything that is old is new again.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The funny thing is that I never watched the show when it was around. And this was around what, in the 80s? Yeah, 1988 to 1997. So it ran for a long time, about 9 years. And
is Roseanne the one that Donald
Roseanne
Trump hates?
Roseanne Barr.
Right?
No, he hates Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, okay.
Rosie O'Donnell. Okay. Yeah. Roseanne Barr is, well, how do I describe it to you? She used to be fat. No, she's not.
No, I remember Rose. I just right. get them confused.
Right. And but she's really funny. And then John Goodman is coming back.
Amazing.
Yeah. And all the other ones are on board, I guess. So that would be cool. It's set to air in 2018.
But is it going to be modern day?
Maybe. I'm sure it would have to be, right?
Interesting.
Yeah. Except, yeah, I guess they're all older, so they would probably pick up where they left off or something. I don't know.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Right? As though, what, this is like 20 years have passed, you know, so.
They'll have so much content.
Yeah.
I want them to bring back Seinfeld. I think Seinfeld in today's world would be just.
Seinfeld is amazing, right?
So good.
Yeah, I read a book about the making of it. It was very interesting to know behind the scenes and everything, you know. But he really hit it big with that show. Has he done anything since then, though? I mean, does he still do stand-up sometimes?
Yeah, I saw him at the Coliseum in Caesars, in Vegas at Caesars Palace, and he's just great. He's
really?
Amazing. He's the best.
Mm.
He's so good.
Right, but he doesn't do small venues anymore, like Jay Leno and things like that, right?
I think he came to the Improv. I mean, he does.
Really?
I think he drops it, but not like, not unless, no, maybe he has. I don't remember.
He's too big for that, right?
No, I mean, the Improv gets like, I mean, I remember when I bartended there, we had like Chris Rock, Adam Sandler. They drop in sometimes when they're, like, if they are working stuff, like, that is them working stuff out.
Right.
You know what I
mean?
Like, we're just trying to get there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they, I mean, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, so you're a comic too, and we were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of dreams do you have? Where do you see yourself? I mean, do you see yourself making a career in comedy? Is it going to be part of what you do? How do you envision it?
I would love to have a career in comedy. If I could do comedy for the rest of my life, that would be my ideal dream, whether it's, you know, stand-up or a TV show or whatever it is. I mean, that's right. What I want to make people laugh.
Yeah. You're a funny lady, and that's what you want to do.
Thank you, yeah.
And the thing is that what you want to do is you want to really focus on what it is that you want, and it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, it'll come to you.
Yeah.
So,
like the secret.
Exactly. You know, so it's not, okay. Oh, good. My son is like now writing me a mean, finally writing me a mean text, and I just saw part of it. Okay. Well, anyway, I doubt that he's listening to the show, though.
Oh, well, see, maybe he listened. He was
he
like, I'm going
to
text my dad.
He listen to the show. No, he's going to tell me why, I'm sure. But I know why. I know why. Because I don't support some of the shit that he does. But, yeah.
That's
I guess
dad's.
I'm a bad father.
I feel like my dad.
I must be a monster.
Probably has
you know?
Some things. He's like, I wish you wouldn't do that. Like, drive to Vegas at 2 in the morning. I mean, you know, we all do things we don't. Our dad doesn't want us to do so.
Right? Yeah, but it's okay to talk about it and
clarify.
You know, but some things. I mean, I've always supported him, but some things, his judgment is off, and I don't agree with it. And and I feel that you know. I mean, I have. I've been around for 57 years. I think I know a little more than you at 24.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you have some experience.
I'm trying to save you all the fucking. Traps and downfalls, but they don't want to know. They have to go through it themselves,
it's
I think.
True.
You know?
It's very true.
I know. Also, I guess in the news is the fact that Amelia Earhart, if you know who, not a few, but the listeners, if anybody knows who she is, she's a famous name,
right?
But this is like 80 years old, the story, that she disappeared during a flight. Was it like a cross-Atlantic flight? They're saying that she, or it's cross-Pacific. They believe the crash happened in the Pacific in 1937. So now a picture surfaced that shows a woman with her back to the camera.
Yeah.
And they're saying it's probably her and she survived the crash.
I don't think she disappeared. You know what I think? I think she just like landed somewhere beautiful.
Right.
She's like, you know what, America, in however many years, that place is going to be a shit show. I'm just going to stay here.
Right.
You know?
Right. I know.
And then she just stayed.
I know. Maybe found a native guy that
she
likes.
Yeah, she's like, I'm just going to marry some hot tan person.
Exactly. And live like Tarzan
exactly.
or something, you know?
Exactly.
me, Tarzan, you, Jane.
Exactly.
But it's, you know, on the one hand, you go, who gives a shit? You know, it's so many years ago.
I saw that on the news, and I'm like, this is news?
Yeah, but people are fascinated with disappearances, you know, I think. So. You want to know what the hell happened. It's a mystery. But she was definitely the first woman to fly, you know. That was a big deal. Imagine.
That's true.
1937. Wow.
That's true. And look at what happened to her.
Yeah. I wonder how old she was when she was flying, you know. Because I wonder what point in her life she decided to fly. It's very interesting. It doesn't say so here. But at any rate, she was probably in her 20s or something, mm-hmm. I would imagine. Just by the pictures,
young girl.
I think. Yeah, the pictures. So, so we talked about Roseanne. We talked about Amelia. And do you know who Maria Menounos is?
Yes.
Okay. She's the host of E-Channel's mm-hmm. News, I guess. Mm-hmm. The anchor of that. And she also has a little internet TV company down here.
Okay.
And so she was on the show once on the phone with us.
Oh, amazing.
Because someone had worked with her, one of the co-hosts. So she called in, and it was very interesting. A very sweet lady.
Okay.
Was discovered. She just had a tumor removed from her brain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, brain surgery.
How did they find that?
I don't know. Oh, she said that she started slurring her words and things like that, you know. So they felt something was wrong. They took out a golf ball size brain tumor.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. They're saying the surgeon was able to remove almost 100% of the tumor, which was benign. 7-hour surgery. Wow. And the doctor said there's a 6-7% chance that it'll come back. She says, I'll take those odds any day.
Wow.
So there you go. And not only that, but her mom has cancer too.
Ugh.
Stage 4. So that's,
Cancer is...
You know, and I don't know. I mean, I'm starting to think maybe cancer is hereditary in some ways. But because a lot of things are hereditary.
I think it is, but I also think that a lot of what we eat and the stuff that we breathe and what we consume cancer causing, like how we store our food in plastic. The plastic can have BPA exposure, and that has been linked to cancer. So what we store our food in, like if you'll look at the bottom of almost every plastic box or whatever, there'll be a triangle or something. It'll tell you a number in which, like how high that chemical, the BPA or whatever is in it. I mean, the air we breathe, cancer rates are just climbing. But that's what they're saying. That's why cannabis is such a good treatment, because they're saying that cannabis oil is fighting cancer cells.
How interesting.
And
maybe that's why I don't have cancer.
Sending cancer into remission. I mean, yeah. I don't know. Who knows? it would be an interesting thing to see over time, you know, the cancer rates in cannabis users versus non-cannabis users. So.
I know. I just feel very fortunate to have reached my age and not had any serious illness, you know? I mean, sometimes you don't know. You don't get to this age because you get fucking cancer or something, you know? But I don't know. I kind of have an idea how I'm going to go, because I'm looking at my dad and my grandpa. They both have, my dad has and my grandpa had Parkinson's. And it's a disease where you kind of fade away.
Yeah. I feel like all diseases are just like fading away.
You know, but it's
the body
like
fading away slowly.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm looking at my dad and it's like he disappears like a candle.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, now he can barely walk. You know, I mean, he's still functioning with his mind.
Right.
But even that starts to go. It's hard to understand him. So... But I really don't think we have cancer in the family, so I'm not worried about that.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, we're totally out of time, and I got to run and start another show over there. Rachel, thanks again.
Always.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, and tomorrow's Friday, so we'll see you then.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning. Only on LA.